Does it really work? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Does it really work? We all try millions, zillions, trillions, billions of ideas, of concepts, of techniques to become happy, to become wealthy, to become joyful, to live a life that's full of every good and wonderful thing. We do our very best to do this, and we don't come anywhere near it. Although, if we really were aware of ourselves, if we really were conscious of who we are, we would realize that we come far closer to our dreams than we'd realize. Now, have you taken the time to sit down and write down what your dreams are? Have you taken time to sit down and write down what your motivation is for living, what your desires are for going from day to day? Are you living in happiness? Are you living in paradise? Are you living in a joyful environment? Are you surrounded by people who are uplifting, supportive, and marvelous? Are you having a world that reflects back to you pure joy every moment of your life? If you're not, then you might reconsider. So, in talking about living a happy life and living a fulfilled life and living a rewarding life, we always come up with the idea that what is a rewarding life? What is a fulfilled life? Some people would like to be successful with lots of money and lots of business and lots of life, and they want to have a job that they are paid the top salary or they are paid the top bonuses, and they are just very, very multimillionaire wealthy. Multibillionaire now, but they'd like that. They would like to have all the abundance they could use. They would like to be able to buy whatever they want to buy. They would like to be able to treat people to whatever would make them happy to treat someone to. You go out and you buy your friend a beautiful, expensive car because you've just come into a lot of money. And this beautiful, expensive car is 6 times whatever that person's annual income is, and that person says, hey, I'd rather have the money. I'd rather have the money to work with rather than this beautiful car. This beautiful car doesn't mean anything, but I gave it to you. I want you to have it. I want you to enjoy it. Well, you see, we can't enforce our delight, our enjoyment on other people. Now, that person would take that 6 times his annual income and live very comfortably for 6 years. Or more. He might do all sorts of things. He might get a new attitude about himself. He might do all sorts of things. But the thing is, the blessing to him is not the same as the blessing to you. And this is what all of us have to learn from time to time. The blessing that turns us on is not always the blessing that turns on the rest of the world. Now, what is the blessing that turns on the rest of the world? What is the blessing that makes the world happy? Well, you must admit, I think you must admit, peace on earth would make a lot of people happy. Health would make a lot of people happy. Some people would give their fortune for health. They'd give their family for health. They'd give all the things that they treasure most in their life for health. And yet, we have health, and we don't even appreciate it. We have health, and we don't even recognize it. Out of 365 days in a year, how many of those days are you feeling unhealthy? How many of those days do you feel that you're sick? How many of those days do you feel weak? How many of those days do you feel down in the dumps? Well, if you feel at all down in the dumps, weak, useless, for even a day, you're doing something that is not beneficial to you. You are paying attention to the dumps rather than to the highs. We can all pay attention to the ideal in our life. Now, no matter how bad or how tough life may seem, some joyous activity takes place in our life, and we are instantly transformed from that down in the dumps to a beautiful, joyous activity. If you asked a girl to marry you, and you wanted her to marry you, and you just wanted her so badly, and you did everything you could to be worthy of her marriage of you, and then one day you said, "Will you please marry me? I'd love that. You'd make me so happy." And the girl says, "Well, I've been thinking about it for a long time, and I've been thinking yes for a long time, but I didn't want to seem too anxious." Well, why not be anxious? I think it's wonderful. And that man may have had all sorts of distressing things taking place in his life, but when his sweetheart said yes, when his sweetheart said yes in such a convincing, beautiful way, he forgot all about all the problems that he had. He forgot all about all the limitations he forgot. He forgot about the need for making a living. He forgot about the need for being a father, the need for being a husband. He forgot about the need for coming home to his family in the evening and not going out to the gang and play cards. He forgot about all of the personal items of his life and only thought of the one item, the marriage between he and his sweetheart, would make his life so wonderful. Now, that is a day to remember. That is a moment to remember. That is a time to remember. And that is just what we do. Let's go through life. And every time this man feels that his marriage is not working out, he immediately returns to his original purity and integrity. He returns to the time his sweetheart said yes. And he returns to that happy heart that he had at that moment. And when he returns to that happy heart, he feels a glow with that same fire, that same joy, that same enthusiasm that he had at the time that she said yes. Now that's pretty wonderful, isn't it? That's pretty exciting. Now, isn't that simple? Wasn't that simple? To return to his original purity and integrity of when she said yes? Can you return to the original purity and integrity of when you were living in a happy body? Yes, you can. And when you think of that original purity and integrity living in a happy body, your body responds to that feeling, and your body reflects what that feeling is in you and in your life and in your world, and life is fantastic. Life is magnificent. Life is beyond anything we could have ever imagined. Now, have you ever had a time when you had enough money to live on, and you were living comfortably, and you didn't have a great deal of money or very little money, you just had enough money to live very comfortably, very happily. And when you lived very comfortably and very happily, it may have happened several times to you. Sometimes it may have happened to you when you were very abundant. Other times it may have happened to you when you had just a normal income, you had just a normal amount of money, enough to meet the bills of the family and a little extra. Can you visualize yourself living in those circumstances which you did live in? And can you visualize yourself in that right now? In your mind, in your thought, in your being, in your life, in your world? Can you do that? Yes, you can. And when you do that, you have the feeling that you had at the time that you were very content with the money that you had, with the income you had, with the life you had. Our life is not a matter of having a lot or a little, having health or none, having anything at all. Our life is a matter of what our thoughts are. Are our thoughts upon some original purity of integrity, of happiness, of joy, of peace, of harmony that we had? And can we live in that consciousness today and be that consciousness today and think in that happiness right now? Yes, we can. And as we think in that consciousness right now, and as we live in that consciousness right now, and as we delight in that consciousness right now, we are that consciousness right now. Now does not mean yesterday or does not mean tomorrow. It means this minute. So this minute, whatever feeling I engender within myself of who and what I am that feeling, and I am that expression, and I am that. It's a wonderful, fabulous, glorious, marvelous experience. Now, that's who I am. I live now. I live in whatever feeling I choose is important for me. So right now, my feeling is I live in a happy world. I call my world paradise. I live in a marvelous, outstanding, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious body, just so glorious. And oh, do I feel bubbly over with good health. Moments before, I may have had another feeling, which I gave up for the new feeling of my reality, of my joy, of my peace, of my wonder. And this is how I live my life. I live my life minute by minute in paradise. I live my life minute by minute in happiness and joy, peace and harmony. I live my life in the peace that passeth all understanding. I live my life in the feeling that all is well and I am happy about everything. And everything is happy about me. That's what it's all about. That's where I am, and that's all that matters. Join me in that realization of the moment I think the thought, I live the ideal. And I live the ideal paradise right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.